This is Ozarks at Large. Tonight, the 2014 Arkansas New Play Festival, presented by Theater Squared, opens with a presentation of B-Side Myself. You may remember last year we had a series of reports about the script's development from a first read with a brand new cast to its script in hand reading that took place at George's Majestic Lounge. Tonight, an even more realized version will be staged at Nadine Baum Studios at 7. Tomorrow night, the in-progress play, Just Like Us, will be presented at Nadine Baum beginning at 6. That play is based on the book of the same name by journalist Helen Thorpe. It's a true story about four Latina girls and how their immigration status begins to alter their friendships as they go to college in Colorado. Last night at the Fayetteville Public Library, the playwright, Karen Zacharias, and the director, Falak Rivas, joined me for a public discussion about the play. Here's an excerpt from that conversation, which also included Bob Ford, the artistic director for Theater Squared. I asked Karen Zacharias how she converts a best-selling nonfiction work of nearly 400 pages to the stage.
The first thing you do is you read the book and they say they want an adaptation and you shut yourself in your room and you cry and you think it's not possible. It's not possible. And you go back and you say to them, I don't think it's possible. And they say, no, I think you can find a way in. And so you know what you do? You break the rules. All those rules you have in your head about how a play should sound and how it should feel and whatever they taught you in school, you just say, how would I tell this story to my children? And I started, well, Helen Thorpe, who is the reporter here, this is all coming through her eyes. I think I'm going to do a big taboo and have her be a narrator. And everyone gasped, like, no, you can't have a narrator, that you don't do that in the theater. And I said, there's no other way to tell this story, because this is the woman who's married to the mayor of Denver, that later on became the governor, and she's also in the public schools of Denver. It's too hard to travel all of those different classes and stories without having someone guide us there. So that's how I started. And Helen Thorpe was not excited about the idea, but she agreed. She said, you know, I think it's the only way to tell the story.
You mentioned the rules, and do you think that playwrights are much more conscious of these rules than potential audience members?
I think we are, because we're not writers, we are architects. A play has to work in three dimensions. It doesn't work on paper. You have to think of how it's wrought in a way. And so that means that you have to have a certain idea of space and time and actors. It's an interpretive art. Helen gets to talk to you, straight to you. I don't. I have the pleasure of having actors, directors, designers help interpret my story. So I have to give them the blueprint. Thank you. The blueprint for how we're going to build this play together. It's a community work doing theater, and so I'm just the architect, but the contractor and all the workers, they're the ones who really need to deliver.
I was going to go with that metaphor myself. If you're the architect and the contractor is the director, let's bring in the contractor.
Yes.
So this is not a blank canvas when it comes to you as far as words, but it is as far as a physical 3D event. Mm-hmm. With the sounds, where do you begin?
I guess for me personally, I start with the audience and placing myself in the audience's shoes and what will they experience moment to moment. Certainly, the first thing that leaps off the page is what kind of tone and what kind of rhythm is this play going to take us? Who's going to be our window character into the world of the play? And so, with the assistance of the theater in terms of casting, we try to fill those voices that are inherent in the play. And this ensemble of nine actors play, they double and triple as different characters in this particular play. What's really interesting is that there was a previous version of this play that had 19 actors in its initial production at the Denver Center. So the challenge was, in order to give this play a future life, was to reduce the ensemble to 9 actors, but also playing multiple roles and the more essential roles in the play. So that's been my role, and to just offer my own sort of thoughts and feedback and counsel when working with Karen, just to kind of try some ideas. And since we have the actors in the room, we're able to kind of experiment and explore and use improv to kind of inspire either new scenes, new dialogue, or whatever.
Well, what is the, is it an exponential, a potential exponential growth when, as opposed to writing, reading, having someone else read, but then to have actors bring it to life? Can things change much faster?
Absolutely. I brought in on Monday 3 different beginnings, and then today I ran in 2 different endings. Whether people live or die depends on how the actors. And Tlaloc got the actors on their feet, and we read it, and because they are inside their characters, they can tell me, this does not feel like my character would say this. They're living in these people's shoes, and I'm on the outside, actually. So they've been instrumental, Tlaloc and the actors, and we also have had a wonderful dramaturg in the room. And a dramaturg is what I call a therapist for plays, and Megan has been exceptional in helping us, but we've all been talking about what best serves the play. It's not about my ego or Tlaloc's ego or Helen's, you know, ego. It's what will best serve the audience. It's really about thinking about who's going to receive the gift. I think you can't build, as an artist, you can't make something happen like in the arts without being conscious of who's going to be opening their hands.
Karen Zacharias is the playwright and Tlaloc Rivas, the director for the work in progress, Just Like Us, based on the nonfiction book by Helen Thorpe. The reading of the play is tomorrow night at 6 at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. It's part of Theater Square's 2014 Arkansas New Play Festival. There's much going on in that festival. To see a list of all the plays and all the events associated with the festival, which begins tonight, you can go to theater2.org. That's the numeral 2, theater2.org. Last night's public conversation about Just Like Us was at the Fayetteville Public Library and part of the library's author series.